What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Black Sheep. We're back. We finally our hairs are different.
Why do we do shit now at the same time? I feel like that's weird.
Well, it wasn't like we planned to fucking do it.
That's what I mean, but it's like we still did it at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. It just happens. Twin.
That's weird, y'all.
Twin
energy?
Yeah, twin energy, since everyone wants to say that we're twins. Now we look even more like twins because our hair is like the same color. Yeah. Oh, God. Damn it.
That's okay, bro, because now we're back to the...
To the OG selves.
No, well, but I mean like back to like the... Sorry. Back to the like the original picture of the show. Like on the original picture, she had black hair and then she went to blonde and it was kind of like, oh, wait, what? So who is this? But now you're back.
What the fuck is this blonde ass bitch?
So what happened, bro? What? Tell us what.
So.
Oh, wait, hold on just a quick second. I know I have a fat pimple on my forehead. Like, just ignore it, okay? And if you're listening on audio, even better, because that way you just don't have to see it.
Just picture it, guys. Just picture
it. It's literally right like, this smack.
Huge, like, 3-inch diameter.
It's literally like right smack in the middle of my forehead. It's like, why does it have to be there? And there's another one up here.
Oh my God, I would fucking hate when that shit happened. Like when I went to school and I would wake up and I would have like a pimple like in the middle of my nose or some shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big one that you can't cover up with just fucking concealer or something.
I hate it.
That
dude.
Would suck. I did not want to go to school, but obviously I couldn't be like, Mom, I don't want to go because I have a pimple. She'd be like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck.
Just go and you're just going. Like skip all your classes.
Yeah, that's probably what I did, honestly.
That's definitely what you did, honestly.
Skip school that
day.
What do
you mean, probably?
Yeah, most likely. Unless, yeah, if it was like a really big pimple, yeah, probably.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, excuse that, guys. Just pretend you don't see.
Yeah, pretend you don't see me.
So I dyed my hair, like I told you guys in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I had to reschedule my appointment, so I finally went in and dyed my hair. And I feel so much better. I feel like myself.
Like a weight has been lifted
off
of you.
Yeah, I feel like myself. I don't know. I just like dark hair. I feel like it suits me the best because I feel more confident when I have dark hair. So if you feel more confident with a certain hair color, why would you not have that hair color? You know what I mean?
Right. So why did you want to change in the first place? You just didn't know.
Because I felt kind of bored of it, and like, yeah, I had never dyed my hair any color, right. So I was like, I kind of want to know like what it would look like and like how I would feel, you know?
Like, but you like wearing like those like pink wigs and or those like blue wigs, right? What if you just dye a whole different color? You wouldn't.
No, hell no.
No, you wouldn't like that.
Hell no. I would probably have a fucking mental breakdown for sure.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I just. I liked it, you know, while I had it or whatever, but like after a while I was like, okay, like I'm kind of over this now, like this doesn't feel like me. And I just like dark hair. I like I felt like for some reason, I know this is like maybe nobody else feels like this, but with blonde or like the lighter color that I had, I felt like I couldn't like wear whatever I wanted because it like clashed with my clothes colors.
That's true.
I don't know. Like I just, so I feel like having my hair all one color and dark, like I can wear whatever I want. I can do my makeup however, and I just like feel more like myself. So I'm happy.
So who was that then? That was a different Melissa?
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck that was.
Last week.
Every time I looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, oh my God, is this really me? I don't know.
You're but beginning feel, to disassociate.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I think I was because of my hair color.
That's a like, mental breakdown.
Yeah, I just didn't like feel right. I mean, it wasn't bad. I'm like making it this whole thing, but like when I first got it done, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't think it looked bad or whatever. I just like I said, it just didn't feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
But people were saying that like, you know, it looked good and that I should like try going lighter and shit, but I was like, no, because then also it damages your hair, like maintaining the blonde and like all of that I really don't want to do. So now my hair feels nice and healthy. It looks healthier, which is weird because it's still my regular hair underneath the color. But for some reason, it looks healthier. Maybe because she like cut off most of my split ends or.
So it's shorter now?
She How did much like shorter a, is it? Yeah. I think she cut like a couple inches off.
Okay.
But yeah, and she did like this like hair care like mask thing, which was like $60 extra. Yeah, but did I mean, you know, my hair that? Feels really healthy, so I don't know if it was that or what, but like, I don't know. I guess it worked. She was like, "This is gonna seal your split ends and blah blah blah." Do you think that actually works, or you think it's just like it makes your hair super soft for a while, but then like it really doesn't like?
Well, yeah. What I was gonna say. Well, if it works, it's definitely not something that works for like $60 worth of work. I bet it just like works just like a little bit or something, or just for like a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it could just be like a really fancy shampoo that just makes your hair feel good for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, I got a whole free like tub of like hair mask product.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they gave it to me, so I was like, okay. I mean, I guess that's cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, it is actually darker than my natural hair color, because my natural hair color is like a dark brown, but it's lighter than yours, because I know yours is darker than mine. But right now, I feel like mine and yours are kind of similar.
Yeah, like, they look more similar.
Yeah, the color. So it is a little darker, but I'm kind of feeling it honestly.
Really?
But it's not black, you know what I mean?
It does look pretty brown. It does look pretty dark right now, I think, because like the sweater you're wearing.
Yeah, and the lighting in here and stuff. But like in the light, you can kind of see.
Nice.
It has like a tint. So you?
I also dyed my hair black. just kidding. Yeah, I got a haircut. I think I talked about it in the last podcast, mm-hmm. too. We talked about our hairs.
Yeah, we talked about our hairs on
our hairs, yeah. And so, my gosh.
And you had to your barber rescheduled on you?
Yeah, so he rescheduled for the next day, and I went in the next day, and I was like, he was like, "So what are we doing today, bro?" Every time he asked me, because he's like, this guy never does the same thing again. He's doing new things all the time. So I was like, what are we doing today, bro? And I was like, I want to go shorter today. And he was like, you don't want to grow it out anymore, you're not feeling the man bun. And I was like, nah, like, I just don't really feel like it's me. Like,
So we felt the same.
See what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird.
But I mean, it's cool to try new things,
right, yeah,
with your look, because sometimes you get bored of the same thing. But then when you do try new things, you feel right away, like, if it's you or if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's not, when you go back,
you just know.
Like, you feel good about yourself.
So basically, like, I was like, yeah, I just want a little bit shorter. And he was like, oh, so like a lot shorter. Because like my hair, I mean, you guys saw in the last podcast, like my hair goes down to here, and like to have it like above my ear now, my ear showing, it's like,
yeah,
it feels just different. So I'm just like, this is what I wanted. However, it's just like, oh, I just look different. You know what I mean? But I feel good. Like, people tell me like, oh, you look good. You look a little bit older. And
you
kind of
do look a little bit older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because I'm more like,
you see my
cleaned
face
up around your face and shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, this is what I wanted. It's just like different. So if you don't like it, then
do you think you're gonna keep it that short,
it.
Or you think you're gonna let it grow?
No, I think I'm gonna let it grow just a little bit longer.
Okay.
But I don't know, honestly. Like, I want to let it grow out a little bit longer, and then maybe even shave everything like on the sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Are you struggling?
I am struggling. Like, I just want to find a good look that like doesn't require so much work, but still looks good. Like,
you're going through that phase in your life right now.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Just trying to figure out what your style is.
Yeah, but thank you. I appreciate all your compliments. I can hear them already.
I know. Thank you, guys. Please tell me that it looks good, because I know it looks good. I'm just kidding.
But yeah. Yes.
So that's our hair situation.
Our hair situations. Hair situations. With an S at the end of hairs.
Yeah. I want to hear about your Converse situation.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're kind of invested in that now.
So thank you for asking, because some shit did go down, guys. So, like, in the last podcast, I told you guys that I was ordering some new shoes, and I had ordered some new high top black on black Converse, because I was like, I want these. But before that, just to sum it up really quickly, I called a bunch of stores near me, and they were like, we're sold out of that shoe in the entire country. No one can buy those shoes. They're just sold out everywhere. You can only buy them online. And so that's when I decided to order them online. And so I ordered them online, and I didn't know what like size I am, because Converse are weird. So I ordered a whole size smaller than the shoe size that I am right now.
Yeah.
And so when they got to my house pretty quickly, because I paid for expedited. What? How do you call it? Expedited?
Expedited.
Expedited?
Express shipping?
Something.
Anyways,
expedited.
You know what we're talking about.
Expedited.
Okay.
sorry. shipping. And so they got there pretty quickly. And when they got there, I was super excited. And I opened them and they were too small. So like I put them on and I was like, okay, they feel a little tight. Maybe it's just because like I have the shoelaces on tight. So I loosened them a little bit.
Trying to convince yourself.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I'm going to have to like make a whole like, exchange.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, no, I can't fucking wear these. Like, if I wear these outside, I'm not going to be able to return them. And if I try to wear them, my feet are going to, like, burst through the shoe. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, I'm just going to have to return them. So I was like, fuck it. And so, and it comes with a shipping label inside. So it's pretty easy. All I do is, like, paste a shipping label on the box and then take it to the UPS store. And then that's it. But, and then you just do everything online. Like, you say, I want to make a return, blah, blah, blah. However, mine was very, very complicated because the shoe got there. The shoe got, yes, of course it was complicated. The shoe got to my house and it didn't tell me that it had been delivered. So like in Converse's brain, they're like, it has, the shoe hasn't been delivered. So everything's fine. But they got there to my house. They didn't send me a confirmation email or nothing. And so I opened them and that's when I found out it was too small. I was going to make a return. So I went on the Converse thing to see my, like Converse thing, and they were like, your shoes are on the way, like they're being delivered right now. And I was like, no, they already got here and I want to make a return. But there was no option to make a return because they thought that I hadn't returned that I hadn't gotten them yet. So they're like, it's not possible for him to want to return them. Or there was an option to cancel, but I was like, I don't know what to do.
That's so weird, they're not updated with like all the shipping.
I guess not, like it took so long. And so I was like, what the fuck do I do? So then it was like on the side of the screen, it was like speak to an agent or something, or chat with an agent. So I was like, okay, and I clicked on it, and there was like 27. I was like number 27 in line waiting for.
Oh my God.
For customer service at Converse, bro. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, Converse is crazy. Oh no. So hold on. Did I mention last time that? Sorry, I don't know what's going on, but this story is really fucked right now. Did I mention last time that I went to the store to buy Converse and they told me that Converse had just recently been bought out by Nike and they're making Converse an online thing only from now on?
What?
Yeah. So that's what I heard from a store sales associate, that I was like, I want to buy some Converse. And they were like,
and they told you that?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, Converse are really sold out right now because they're just selling everything they have and they're going to move to online only. It's like, that's kind of dumb. Like, everybody wants Converse. Why would you move it to online only?
Damn. Nike, yeah, that's...
Nike's moving mad. Huh. So basically, that's why you can only order Converse online if you've been trying to buy some Converse in store and they just never have your size. Like, that's what's happening. Anyways, so let's get to the funny part because the story is just dragging along now. So basically, like, I was in line and, I took a picture and this is, like, place in line. This is number 15. So I had gone down, but it was going down pretty fast actually. Like it was like a 27, it got to 15. I think it was only like 7 minutes. Like it wasn't like people were taking a really long time. Okay, so then we started our conversation, right? And then this guy named Ryan R, right? And then
Ryan R.
Yeah, and he said, I have a transcript.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, what the hell?
Ryan Reynolds.
So I have a transcript because it let me save the transcript. It let me save it. So basically he was like, hello Jesus, thank you for contacting Converse customer service. I'm Ryan. Are you inquiring about an existing order? And I said yes at 1:57:14. And so basically, okay, less than a minute has gone by and I was like impatient and I was like, I just want to make an exchange for some shoes I received today, but it doesn't give me an option to start a return/exchange, right? And so then now it's 40 seconds have gone by and I'm like, hello? Bro, you don't understand, like waiting there for 40 seconds, like just waiting on your phone, like texting with somebody, that's a long time. If you're trying to text.
Are they only talking to you or
just to me?
Do they have multiple people they're talking to at this point?
It has to be just to me because I was waiting in line.
Yeah.
So but like 40 seconds just waiting here, like that's a long time for it. Oh, and it doesn't have a typing thing.
Oh,
like,
so you
it's
don't know
just,
when they're typing.
Yeah, and it doesn't have a scene or nothing. Like, I'm just there just looking at a blank screen, like, saying hello. And then so, okay, and now a minute and, like, 10 seconds has gone by. And I'm like, yep, thanks, bro. Really appreciate all your help, LMAO. Because, like, not, basically, like, and so I was like, I was like,
why are you so impatient?
What, dude, a minute and 10 seconds of waiting? That's wild, dude. Like, you're supposed to be texting me back.
Anyways. Well, what if they're doing something?
No, what are they be doing?
So this is supposed to be basically like,
help me. This is supposed to be help
okay,
me.
So yeah, it's like chatting, but like, you know, well, you know how when you're like, when you talk to customer service on the phone, right? You have a conversation and they're talking to you and it's like a back and forth thing and they're like this figuring that situation out.
This is
out.
What that is.
Yeah, so it is kind of weird that like he was taking
bro, this a while is, this to is reply. Like 3 minutes in total to reply and me just saying hello.
Like, well, that doesn't make sense because they're doing it from like a computer probably, right?
Yeah.
So he's sitting at his desk responding to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe he had to like get up and go do some or grab something. I don't know.
Okay, and so look, it. So now it's 2 o'clock with 3 seconds. So basically that's like, I don't know.
3 minutes have passed?
No. 3 seconds. So like,
yeah, since the first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're kind of since the first one. Yeah. But I'm kind of since just the last one, the one where I was like, yep, thanks. I really appreciate your help. LMAO. Like 10 seconds have gone by and he's like, I would be happy to look into that for you before we move forward. We need to verify some information. May I have your order number? And so I was like, oh, fuck, that's awkward now. Because like, I thought he had left. Like, I was convinced that he had left.
Oh, you thought that, like, yup. No one was just trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, this is going to be, like, a funny thing that, like, when he comes back to, or if someone ever sees this anywhere, they're going to be like, that's kind of funny because we just left him and he was like, yo, thanks, bro. And so I was, like, not expecting a reply back. And as soon as I sent the yo, thanks, bro, 10 seconds later, he replied.
So he saw your fucking
yes. And so he said that, like, may
well,
I.
Well, obviously, he's going to be professional about it. He's not going to be like, yeah, bye.
No, and that's what happened. This right after this message was sent, he ended the chat. He ended the chat, bro.
Wait, so you responded with all the information?
No, this is it. After he sent this, bro, like 2 seconds later, it said chat has been ended by your expert or something like that. So he like got mad that I said that, and like he was like, "Ah, fuck you." But if he wasn't responding for like 3 minutes.
Okay, well, this is a long message. So maybe he was typing it out while you said that.
Fuck, for three minutes?
No, that's not 3 minutes.
Yes,
from
bro.
From here to here?
This is all me, bro. Like, so this is his first message. This is all me up until here.
Okay, well, let's say that he saw this message, right? The hello message.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he started typing this. And then you
so how long is
this,
that?
And then you sent that. And then he was already probably almost done typing it. Because
it's like a few seconds apart.
You know? So then he sent this, and then he read this, and then he was like, bye.
No, I'm done with you, bro.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened.
Okay, but.
So then what? So are you going to, you need help still with your shoes?
No, so I'll finish the story, but I still not want to talk about this. Like, listen, Ryan R., if you're listening, bro, I'm sorry, okay? Like, I thought you weren't there, and I was just like, this is going to be something funny.
Well, you didn't say anything rude, really. You just said, thanks, bro. Really appreciate all your help, LMAO.
Yeah.
It is a little smart ass comment. But like, you're not being rude. You're
showing
that you're fucking
yeah, I wasn't just, like trying.
Can't wait.
I wasn't like trying to be rude and I thought it was just gonna be kinda funny because I was like, I'm gonna end the chat right now, like because he hasn't texted me back for like 3 seconds.
You thought that he just wasn't even gonna see your message anyways, because like
but he did, and then he was like, all right, end, bro. Fuck off. I'm not dealing with your shit.
That's funny. Hilarious.
So basically, I wait. Do I not have a transcript of this? Oh, I should have it.
So then you got mad.
No, I thought it was really.
Did you feel
funny.
Bad after he ended it? You were like, oh wow, he got butt hurt.
So basically, that chat ended, and I was just left with that, and I was like, fucking hell. And so I was like, and at this time, I think I was out and I needed to go to work right after because I had to buy something and I was going to go to work. And now I didn't have time to call again or wait in line.
Mm.
And so like I pressed on wait line and it was like 18 people are there
Carly, stop.
Before you or whatever. So I was like, that's a long time. I don't have to wait for that. But then when I got to work, it was actually pretty early. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to just wait. And so I pressed on it. And then this guy named Olaolu. Oh.
Are these real names?
I don't know. Because like now there's
RR and now there's OO.
Yeah. So I was like, conspiracy? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Melissa M.
Melissa M, yeah.
Google L.
So I was like, hello, hello. Oh. And he was like, hello, Jesus. I'm from customer service. I've been crying about existing order. And I was ready this time. And I was like, yes, hello. I just want to make an exchange. You're not seeing an option. He's like, I can look in that for you. However, if you see the timestamps here, I texted him at 2:22. Oh,
so this guy took longer.
And this guy texted me 3 minutes later. He said, I can look into that for you. So either this is like not a real person. You know what I'm saying? Like the computer.
I think it has to be a real person because.
RR and OO. Like what's happening here?
Well, maybe they have fake names for the chat specifically, but you don't actually think it's a person at a computer.
I think it's a computer and that's why it takes so long to respond because it's like doing keyword searches of like what you're typing.
But then why would it end your chat?
Oh.
You know, it had to have been someone that saw your message and was like, fuck you.
You think so?
I think so, because that doesn't make sense for your chat to just end.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a good point. Anyway, so it was a whole three minutes, and he was like, I can look into that for you. He sent me, he was like, can I get your full name, address, whatever.
No, this is how you know that it's not a computer, because this guy typed this out, the can I get your address, blah, 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 different than the other guy.
What did he say?
The other guy, like, put it in a different format, and he put, like, little dashes for, like, each thing, you know? Because I feel like if it was a computer, they would have that response specifically typed out, ready to go.
Like this.
Yeah. So it's like he specifically typed it out with bullet points and that guy didn't.
Okay, it is a real person and everyone there is fucking slow at typing. Can you fucking take some typing classes, please? If this is going to be your job, like you need to learn how to type. I can type faster than that and I don't ever type on my computer.
And so. Does he continue to take...
Like yes, so basically, I can look into that for you. And I was like, I sent him everything. Obviously, I'm going to not show this, but this is my full name, my address, whatever. And then, so basically, okay, so I ended that one at 2:26. So almost 2 minutes later.
Yeah, he responds.
Thank you. Is this for a different size? And I was like, do you guys carry half sizes?
Oh, shit, and right there, here, it took like...
3 minutes, 4 minutes almost. Oh, no, this is me. So now down here, 2:32.
4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, basically.
So right there, he took 4 minutes.
And then I responded. Yeah, 2 minutes here. And then, he responded later.
That's a little weird.
It is weird, bro. So I was
because if you're like, if you are helping someone and you're like responding, right? As soon as you see their response, I feel like, at least me, if that's what I was doing in that moment, I would just be like typing back and forth.
Yeah. And
I don't know what,
either,
how it takes 4 minutes. And
Converse needs to like fix that it doesn't have like a typing thing. Mm. Like I want to know when they're there typing so I know what I'm waiting for.
They don't want to let you know that they left you on red.
Like what the heck?
And shit.
So anyways, I ordered the right size now. It's just taking a long time now. Like I ordered that like, I don't know, maybe 4 days ago. I still haven't had like a thing saying, we got your return. Now we're shipping yours out. But... Get your shit together, Converse. I'm so angry.
So you ordered a new pair?
Yeah, I ordered a new pair in a half size bigger.
Oh my god. Half size only? You think that would be enough?
I don't know. So if it doesn't, then I'm just going to have to return it.
Low-key, I feel like that's not going to be enough because you said they were really tight. They were pretty tight. So maybe you should have just gotten a full size.
But then I was like, if I get a full size and then they're too big, I'm not going to wear clown shoes. So we'll see, y'all.
And I feel like Converse, like, already, like, they automatically make your feet look bigger. Like, longer.
Right, right.
I don't know. Just the style of the shoe. But.
Anyways, we've been talking about this for way too long. That's my little Converse story.
All right. So, we'll be updated.
Yeah, you'll be updated when I
get half size bigger shoe. Yeah. And hopefully it fits you. Like, a few days ago, I saw this video on YouTube. You know how they have. On YouTube. You know how they have, like, the YouTube shorts? That are basically kind of like a TikTok.
It was a TikTok.
It's not a TikTok.
Okay.
Maybe it was also put on TikTok. I don't know. But it was a video of this couple, right? And they're actually like a YouTube couple that they have like a YouTube channel together and stuff. But I like looked into them and they haven't posted for like a few months now. So I don't know what's going on. But.
Is this a controversy?
No. Well, you tell me what you think about the situation, okay?
Okay.
So basically, in that video... Her boyfriend like set up this like thing because he wanted to propose to her, right? So he told her that he was leaving to go like see with like stay with family for a while or something like that. So he wasn't in town at the time of this, supposedly. That's what she thought. And there's the guy like that filmed the video. Basically, the boyfriend like found this guy and he told this guy to like walk up to his girlfriend and like say that he was like recording for like a YouTube video of his or something, and like he wanted to just interview her and ask her like some questions, you know. You know, people like stop random people and they just like ask random questions for like a video or some shit. So that was kind of like what was going on. So she, I think she was like in a grocery store, like parking lot, like she was just getting out of her car, and then this guy like comes up to her, right? And he's like, hi, like I'm doing an interview for blah blah blah, like I'm just asking people this question, blah blah. So he's like, are you single? Like, do you have a boyfriend? And then she's like, yeah, I do. And then he's like, oh, like, where's he at?
Okay, she's like, she's there for it then. She's not like, leave me alone.
She's like having a conversation with him, right?
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, like, where is he? And she's like, oh, he's out of town. Like, he's staying with family members right now. And then he was like, oh, really? And then I don't know if, like how many other questions he asked her or whatever, but basically, after that, he's like, turn around. He has something to ask you or something like that. So then she turns around and her boyfriend's like on one knee or whatever.
Oh, he's proposing?
Yeah, and he's proposing to her, right? Okay. And she's like, she turns around and she looks at him and she's like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here? And then he was like, I set this whole thing up. Like, I'm proposing to you.
In a grocery store?
In the parking lot, right? And it's like this huge, like, parking lot.
Is it nice?
It's just a parking lot, bro.
Okay.
Like, pretend you're, like, at a, like, in a plaza, like, parking lot, like, a huge, like, there's a bunch of stores and shit, right?
Okay, I thought,
no,
like...
No, just wait.
Is this supposed to be romantic where you
propose? Don't tell your opinion yet, okay? Oh, God. So then the girl, she gets... Propose to her in a
swamp or something, like...
Stop. So then the girl gets mad, right? She's like...
Why'd you propose to be at a grocery store?
She's like, what are you doing? Like, get up. And then he's like, what? Like, I'm proposing to you. Like, I set this whole thing up. And then everyone's just awkward, and there's, like, people, like, gathered around, like, in the parking lot. And then she's like, are you fucking serious? Like, you're proposing to me in a fucking parking lot? Like, okay. I deserve way more than this. And then she's like, this is embarrassing. Like, get up. And then he's like, dude, there's people watching. Like, I, like, this is embarrassing. And then she's like, no, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, no.
Oh.
And then, like, the video just, like, cuts out.
So who is this, and is it real? And
I don't know. So that's why, like, I don't know if it's real because they're still together. Like, I looked them up on social media and they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's because I think they're actually engaged now. So I'm sure he like proposed to her, but I didn't see like in what way.
Okay.
Or if they like kept that off cameras or what, because like I said, they haven't posted like in a while on their YouTube channel. But
did you look at the comments or anything?
Yeah, and everyone was saying that she's a bitch.
Okay.
Basically, and saying that, like, her saying that she deserves better than this, like, he deserves better than this, because, like, if she really did want to marry him and be with him, it wouldn't be a problem where they're at. So now I want to ask you, like, in your opinion, what do you think? Because she said, like, you know, what the fuck? Like, this is a parking... You're asking me in the middle of a grocery store parking lot right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is your setup, and this was your idea on how to propose to me. And then there's people that are, like, coming at her because, you know, it's like you're being a bitch. Because mm-hmm. if you love him, it shouldn't matter.
Right.
So what do you think?
Okay, so... Okay, so none of the comments were like, oh, this is, like, fake. Like, you didn't see anything like that?
No, I didn't. And I also looked on the guy that posted the short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I looked on his page, and he just does, like, a bunch of other videos. So, I don't know.
Did you look at their YouTube channel?
The guy that posted it? Or the couple?
Oh, the couple.
Yeah, I looked at their YouTube channel. They never posted anything, like, at least not that I know of, like, talking about this short video or talking about the proposal or anything.
So this was a while ago then, this, like, yeah. little video thing.
Yeah.
And how many subs do they have? Are they pretty big?
The person that posted it?
No, bro.
The couple didn't post this video. It was the guy that was recording.
Oh, so he was like, we're not going to do this for our YouTube channel anymore. Like, whose video was it?
It was the guy that...
proposed to his wife or the girl, right? You said they have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, they have a YouTube channel, but there was another guy recording. Remember the guy that was interviewing?
Yeah.
That was the guy that posted this short.
Oh, so he like...
So I don't know if...
He like went behind this guy's back then.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like friends or whatever, or if he was like, hey bro, this is my video, so I'm like posting it. Or...
But it's not
or
his
if
video.
Maybe it's not even the that guy's channel that posted the shorts. Maybe... I don't know. Someone got that clip somehow and just like uploaded it.
That's what I mean.
As a short video. I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not, but if it were real, like, what is your opinion on it?
Okay. Let's just ignore the real or not real because I'm just very confused right now.
Yeah.
I'm very confused. Like,
either way, they're still together. So, I mean, if it was real, they're still in love, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah. So, my first impression, like, even before you even got that out, I was like making jokes. Like, you're going to propose to me in a swamp or something. Like,
yeah.
But, like all the characters of Shrek like come out, those people that were there in the parking lot, like anyways,
what?
Yeah, I was making jokes because I was like, just in my head, I was like, because I thought it was his video, the guy who proposed to his wife, he hired some guy. Sorry.
Yeah, here, let me see if I can find the video real quick.
Yeah, what the heck, bro, let's show it to these people.
Okay, but continue.
So I thought like he hired this guy to record, right? Just to record. Is that what it was going on? Or whose video was it? It was his video, the one who was like, he was trying to propose to his girlfriend, right?
He wasn't the one recording, but he said that he set the whole thing up. So
the video is included.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. Because the guy that posted it wasn't that boyfriend. It was some other account, so I don't know.
So, what I think is his video... The guy who's gonna propose to his girlfriend.
The boyfriend.
Yeah. And then when he was like, obviously this did not go as planned, he's like, I'm not gonna post this. Like, what the fuck? And then this guy was like, this is kind of juicy. I'm gonna post it.
Yeah. I think that's a possibility for sure. Well, at first when I told you like the parking lot thing, it looked like, it seemed like you were like, parking lot?
Okay, let's.
That's where he's gonna propose?
Hold on, we got it.
Okay, here's the video, all right?
All right. You gotta send that to me.
Okay, that's nice. So, where's your boyfriend right now? Why you know?
He's with his family because his sister's visiting.
Sister's visiting. Okay, that's nice. What would you do, say, if he proposed to you today? Like a marriage proposal?
I don't know.
What do you mean,
I don't know. I think I would be shook because it's kind of unexpected.
Saddest marriage proposal ever. She did not just say it to her boyfriend. Cut the music. Oh.
You're capping, bro.
I literally planned all this out.
No, this is not planned out. This is not planned out.
It is planned out. Are you serious? This is embarrassing.
She closed the ring, Gage.
I deserve way better.
Really?
Yes.
Come on,
so embarrassing. Justice, let's go. This is embarrassing.
Sorry, guys.
Who's Sharuk? Sharuk.
Yeah, so this is the account that posted it, right? And it does look like the guy that was interviewing in the video.
Oh.
Or no. Oh, wait, no, it's this guy, right?
Who is that guy?
This is the guy that's in this photo.
Yeah.
So this has to be that guy.
The guy that's
but
recording?
This guy looks like a different person.
So, where's your
No. That's him, bro. He just has different hair, I think.
No, look at him, bro. He's fucking
what's
different. Everything.
He kind of cheated.
He looks different there.
All right, go back.
Like, look at him right there, okay? His face and, like...
His brightness is so low.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm trying to really think hard here.
And then
this guy. Okay, that's nice. What would you do, say...
He looks so different. Yeah, it's not the same person. So then he got this clip and posted it on this random account that just does a bunch of... other shorts.
Okay, guys. You guys let us know if that's the same guy, because it looks the same to me.
Anyways, I don't think it is.
Okay. Yeah, I was making jokes at the beginning, like, he's gonna propose to her, like, at a parking lot. Because I thought, like, this guy was a YouTuber, and I thought his wife...
He was making a whole-ass video, like, a... That's also why I think it's fake, though, because these
fake,
YouTube
bro.
Couples... Okay, well, I do believe that it's fake, but this is a reason why, one of the reasons why. Because if he was actually proposing to her, like, he would make a whole-ass video on his YouTube channel, because it's what YouTube couples do.
That's what I thought. So I was like, I thought he hired this guy... And then it just didn't go right. So then he was like, I'm not going to post this video. But they're still a couple because they have a whole YouTube channel together and like they're together. So that's what I thought. And I was like, if he's making a whole ass video that's it. Like, that's the video. He's like, I went to my mom's house for a bit, and then he surprised.
Oh, okay. I see. I see.
In her parking lot.
What your thought process was.
But
there?
If it's just like some regular guy, and like, you know, like they're just not, they don't live a like, they're just, they're not living like a, that kind of life. Like,
if
a
they
YouTuber
weren't
life.
YouTubers, you're saying.
Yeah, if they're not
if this
YouTubers.
This was just a regular couple, and yeah. He was proposing to a girl.
Then
in a
it's like,
lot, post and this was his idea.
Right. Yeah. It was like to propose wherever you want to propose, and if she loves you, then she's gonna say yes.
Okay. So you do think she's in the wrong?
If they're just regular people, yeah. But if he's making a whole ass video and they're like YouTubers, then she's just gonna be like, "What the fuck you doing?" Like,
yeah.
Because like obviously you're
even,
trying to make a video.
Even then, though, what, don't you think that would be a little like fucked up?
Which
for
one?
Her to be like, for her to still feel that way and like try to make it better for the YouTube video.
No, I think she was like, "We're not posting this video." I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of fucked up. She should have said yes.
So
said yes, and let's talk about it.
Yeah, if it was for a YouTube video.
Yeah,
but
if it's
it was
not,
real life, just normal couple.
Then that's messed up.
And she said no.
You
it
should
would be
leave
messed
her,
up.
Bro. Like, that's fucked up.
But do you think that would actually be someone's idea?
No,
to
it's
like
pretty
propose
lame.
To someone in a parking lot, like.
But like that's what I like. Remember, you know, like all those like kids' movies and fairy tales, like. All those princes don't propose like with this whole luxurious plan. They're kind of just poor, like these guys that these princesses like. You know,
not all of them. Some of them are princes.
Okay, well, most of them it's like, oh, she met this nice guy.
Okay, well, at least it would make it romantic, not just like, hey, this guy's interviewing you, and then you're gonna turn around, and I'm gonna be on my knee in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know.
Yes, you could. He could have tried a little bit harder.
I do. I just don't think that that's. The best proposal I've seen out there, but I
no,
feel like
not.
If I did love the person, you know, I'd be like, yeah, of course, just don't post this video because like what's the point of the video?
Yeah, but yes, I think you should try a little bit harder probably, but
okay,
even in conclusion, like you said, like you wouldn't do that, right?
Do what?
Say all that stuff to your boyfriend?
No,
if you were posting
no.
Right. So,
I wouldn't be like, are you kidding me? I deserve so much better than this.
Just close the lid. That's funny as fuck. She was like, what are you doing? Like, she literally shut him down. She didn't just fit, like, you
yeah,
know.
She shut the ring
she
case.
Shut the, she shut him down. Like, but, yeah. I don't know. I think that's, she's in the right. Like, no, but. Yeah,
I don't know.
Where did you see that?
Oh,
you just saw that just randomly?
Yeah,
no one
yeah
sent
I just
it to
scrolled
you?
Through it, yeah. Oh. Like, if someone were to do that, if a girl were to do that, I would look at it as like, okay, that's kind of fucked up. But I would also be like, okay, bro, like, you could have tried a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, even if you just propose after freaking, like, going to eat somewhere, like, at least that's, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, she's just doing her errands, like, grocery running, and, like, you're just in the parking lot, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, marriage is for life, bro, so you only get one chance.
Or I would be like, yeah, but then, like, I would want to go, like, do something special together afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right, bro, make a segue from this one to Facebook.
So, if you thought that that was hard to watch.
Yes.
Hard to listen to. What you're about to hear next is going to be even worse. Let me just tell you that. And you're probably going to cringe and you're probably going to, I don't know. I'm going to cringe. That's for sure.
All right. Let's roll in the viewer discretion advised.
The following content contains multitudes of hormones and teenage spirit. Viewer discretion is advised.
Right. Okay. So we decided that it would be a great idea.
What a great idea this is.
I don't know why. You thought of this.
Hold on. No, I think you thought of this.
No,
idea.
I think this is your idea.
I think you're tripping.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It was my idea.
Okay.
So we're going to take a trip down memory lane or trip down Facebook lane. Bro, I need to log into my, I don't even have the app.
Who do you think has like more crazy posts or like weird?
Honestly, like
posts?
I opened my Facebook like.
Opened you opened it
sorry guys
Jesus
I don't fucking
Christ.
Use Facebook but I have my account like deactivated so I can log in like whenever I need to, which is literally never except for like times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I want to like go on there and look at old ass photos or some shit that I have saved, but Fuck, I don't even know if I remember my password.
Okay, so I was using Facebook in 2017. In January. In January. So it was basically 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty normal. You were still in high school. That's pretty normal. You're not normal if you still use Facebook. Well, actually, you're normal if you use Facebook. If you're like, what's the age usually that like
uses Facebook?
Yeah.
Like, what are you like? Like 20, late 20s.
I would say like 30s.
I think late 20s people still use Facebook, honestly. Like 28 or 29.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I already see an N-word over here. I'm not going to show that.
Someone else said that.
Oh,
what? Like that, just those two words as a status.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like that's Facebook in a fucking nutshell right there. Because on Facebook, like, I have so many people and like old friends, or like people that I knew in like high school or middle school or whatever, from like all the different schools we went to. So it's weird like looking at their posts and stuff and seeing their photos of how they look now, because I haven't seen any of this in a long ass time. Weird. Okay, I'm gonna go to my profile. Okay, so in 2016, this was like when the election was going on, because I posted, come on, I thought America was better than this.
Wow.
That's what I posted. Let me see the comments. Oh, I don't even know who that was that commented. Ew, I posted this long ass like inspirational quote. That's so cringy.
Okay, read it.
No.
Whoa, come on, bro.
Where the fuck did I even get this from? Your end of the day fatigue should be from hard work. It should be from motivating yourself. It shouldn't be from being depressed. You shouldn't be fatigued from drama. From thriving to be something you're not, from wanting to impress someone and not impressing them, from trying to get your boyfriend to take care of you in a way that he's not. The end of the day fatigue should be because you are a hardworking woman who's trying the best to remember why she's here and who's trying to stay her original self.
Wow.
Oh my god, I got two shares. Oh my god.
Oh, so you wrote that with your own words?
No, it was a quote. Like, I quoted it.
Less talented, I see.
Yeah, I don't even know where the fuck I got that from. But okay, sis, go off.
Well, I just want, like, this is Facebook. Like, I feel like this is what you would do on Facebook. I'm going to blur out all these names, obviously. But this is a girl that I used to go to school with. And then she, like, tagged a couple people in our friend group. And then this post that says, fuck the bye-bye man. Who trying to see this with me? And it was when we Split. So I guess Split came out in 2017.
Damn.
I feel like this movie had so much hype around it, so like that's why everyone.
It was a really good movie, though. I liked it.
But yeah.
This is so weird looking at old photos and stuff.
It really is.
Add me on Snapchat. Look at this photo. I look like a fetus. I remember when I posted this photo, I was in a relationship with someone at this time. You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
And they got upset because I was showing this part of my body.
Wait, how old are you here?
I'm like, it was 2016, so 18?
Oh.
Okay. I think I was 18 here. Yeah, and that's crazy because I'm literally just showing my shoulder and I'm wearing a sweater dress. But it was like a big deal at the time. Like, bro, you're showing a shoulder on Facebook. Are you okay?
That's wild. My friend tagged me in 2016, in August, tagged me in this.
If you dress like this, I hate you.
So I used to dress like that.
Bro, everybody dressed like that back then, though.
Yeah, but not my friend. Freaking... Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, my God. I remember posting this fucking... post. What is it called?
Status.
And it was, I think it wasn't even like me posting it because I wanted to post it. I think it was like a dare.
Okay.
I don't remember who said that I needed to post this, but it was no toilet paper ... goodbye socks.
Damn. And did you get a lot of likes?
Yeah, I did. Like, people actually thought it was funny. Because I literally never posted anything like that. Like, it would just be, like, normal.
I have one that is just, like, a status.
Oh, my gosh. This is so embarrassing.
This one just says, LMS and I'll message you. Yes, no, question mark, sad face, two laughing emojis, hashtag like.
Ew, hashtag like. Wait, what is LMS? Oh, like my status.
Bro, come on now.
Bro, okay, I'm sorry, I forgot all the lingo.
Like, bro, look, I was popping on Facebook, 202 likes.
Dude, me too.
Damn,
but that then that was like, you were the shit.
That was a lot back then.
Bro, fuck yeah.
That was a lot. Yeah, everyone would be like, oh, you're Facebook famous out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 200 likes. Yeah.
I posted, men like a natural girl better. Men like it when a girl wears less makeup. Men like natural beauty. Men like you girls who aren't taller than them. Well, good for fucking you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say this is what it should be like.
No, fuck
like,
no.
Whoa. I was like, wait, what?
No, what the fuck? When have I ever been like that?
That's funny.
That's so cringy. Like, bro, who the fuck cares?
No, you're spreading a good message, bro.
Yeah, but like, good for you. I'm looking at like things that people tagged me in, like certain statuses, and like Facebook is still like this to this day, where like people post like such personal like shit on there.
How do you mean?
That like no one else needs to know about. But like, let's say that there's like a couple, right, and they're in a relationship, and they'll post like a meme of like a couple having sex, and they'll like fucking
be like, us?
Yeah, like say some like shit that like only you and that person should know, bro. Like, the shit shouldn't be out there.
I don't know if I've seen that much.
I think that's literally Facebook.
For like, real?
Or they'll post like a status like calling someone out, or like, it's just very like, people don't give a fuck on there. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
because the older like,
they
time,
they just post like whatever comes to their head. Oh, that one's fucking, that one's interesting.
Learn more, guys. Learn more.
What the fuck? Are you a fucking preacher?
Can I just delete this like right now?
No, you have to screenshot it.
I did screenshot it.
So basically, my brother shared a video on YouTube, and it's called hashtag hallelujah, an Easter message about Jesus Christ. And he captioned it, learn more, guys.
Learn more, guys. Learn more about, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything. That's just embarrassing. It's 2016.
Of course, the people that liked it were those people.
Yep, I blurred
it out. Okay, this was when we were like going to church all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was young then. I think that
was 2016.
Yeah, so okay, this was still the time that I think we were actively going, mm-hmm. but we were having like some talks. I think you and me about like how kind of like.
Yeah, I mean, I was posting fucking
yeah
shit on Snapchat with my shoulder showing, so you know, oh, I was already rebelling.
You were on like the teetering edge.
Yeah, there, I was like, already taking the wrong path, bro. Yeah. But
yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's wild.
That's so weird, because like, would you ever post anything like that now?
No.
It just seems like it was a different person, huh?
It is a different person.
Ew, I said, checking for results after one workout. Time to eat ice cream.
Oh, gosh.
Ew. Oh, my God. Okay, this is a little juicy.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't think I agree with my mindset at this time. But so I posted this. It's a photo, and it says, ladies, if the love of your life gave you a ring like this, would you accept it? And it's this girl's hand, right? And she has like a ring with like a tiny diamond on it.
You screenshot it, right?
Yeah.
You can screenshot just the post, I think. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And then I captioned it, no, period. Like, no, with a period.
Dang.
And 30 other girls liked it, so. Let me see the comments. Did anyone come at me? Someone, this guy commented, they were like, be humble. Maybe one day some dude, the same day that gave you this, will give you a house and a car. Like, bro, what are you trying to say? I can get that shit on my own, first of all.
Oh.
And I said, how is he going to buy me a car and a house if he can't buy me a nice ring?
Damn, bro, you're out here. You don't give a damn.
He said, struggle comes before success. And then some other guy said, you don't need a ring to show how much you love someone. And I was like, LMAO, chill. I'm just messing around. So damn, bro, I don't know. I honestly, I wouldn't give a damn. I wouldn't care now, like if my ring looked like that.
So you really did care back then? What are you saying?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I said no. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I did. You were just trying to start conversation. No, I really don't think I would. I was like gonna accept a ring like that.
Damn. Okay.
What the? I love what you're saying. Don't come for me, and you show me a fucking post like that.
Should I post it? Should I show this?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna show this one. So basically, I obviously.
This was during the election?
Yeah, this is during the election, November 4th. Or it was a, I mean.
Oh, it was when they were like.
Debating, yeah. I think. Basically, it says vote for Donald Trump.
For president.
Vote Donald Trump for president 2016.
Hashtag Donald Trump.
I was obviously being sarcastic.
Obviously.
But.
Did anyone get pissed in the comments?
I don't know. Are you serious? What the fuck kind of shit is this? Fuck that shit. I'm out of here. Fuck Trump.
Damn, people are going off.
Oh, there's not a single comment that is like, oh. Oh, wait. No, there's more. Sorry. I wasn't looking at one. The heck is wrong with you? The fuck? Yup. Que Dios bendiga.
So everyone was coming at you, basically.
But I was obviously like, I posted that because I wanted attention. But I probably shouldn't have posted that because obviously that's not... very funny.
Oh my god, this is so fucking weird. Okay, so here's some tea, guys, okay, that I've never talked about.
Whoa, because
I don't really talk about like people that I like have talked to, you know, unless like I'm in a relationship with them and I choose to make it known. But so this was January 8, 2016, but I posted a song from this artist or rapper, their name is Fora.
Okay.
And I put Fora with like a bunch of hearts in the caption. No. This was 2016. And then when was it? Like a year or so ago? He actually like DM'd me on Instagram.
Yeah, bro.
And I was like, oh my God, like that's crazy. Because I mean, damn, I didn't bro, listen
that was
to
your
his
only chance.
I didn't listen to his songs that like that chance. Much recently. But back then, like that I was a Fora chance. Fan. It's okay. He talks to like so many different girls, bro. But wow. He was really cool to talk to.
You could have told your past self, you're like, Fora's gonna be messaging you. What do you think your past self would have said?
I probably and now, like, and now no you're like, fucking way.
Now you're like, I don't even care.
Yeah, now I'm just like, oh, like, okay.
Wow.
Well, but I think back then it was more so because like I was actually like a fan like that. And now it's like, well, I don't really listen to. Well, I do love his songs and stuff, but like I don't really listen to him like that. But it's still cool. It just like came like full circle. This is what I'm talking about. Like people post shit that's like too personal. I literally posted, "Wow, now I know how it feels to have your heart broken."
I think that's just like we're literally young kids like going through like.
But it's puberty. So cringy looking.
It
at
is
it
very
now.
Cringy.
It's
but
like, bro, what?
Mine's pretty cringy
I hate
too.
Them. Like people. Anyways.
I think it's just because we're old now, dude. Like, we were kids back. Dude, yeah. Just what kids do. And we had the means to, like, post shit on social media, and our friends would see it. So, like, we're like, let's just post something so people would talk about us. At least that's what I feel like I would do. You think you were just... Well, you think that's just not you?
Someone random's calling me. Should I answer it?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Lisa calling you from Delaware BPO. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Glad to hear that.
Oh, I didn't even answer yet.
We handle fuck your company's you.
What the?
She's interrupting me. How
that's
rude of her.
That's funny.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait, what were you saying?
I was saying, did you hear anything I said?
Yeah, that we were young, so like.
So like, what do you think? Do you think that's true? Like you just wanted some attention? Because I feel like that's what I would do like for posts.
That's definitely what it screams, like looking at it. That's why I don't like.
Yeah, right.
It, when people post that, because it just seems like.
But is like, that what
okay,
you were doing?
Cool, I feel like you got heartbroken.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, probably. I'm pretty sure it was more like for the attention or for people to like, you know, reach out and probably like sympathize with me or some shit.
So talk to for attention.
Okay, when you say it like that.
Well, I have this one, bro. It says, "Why is it that other girls try and flirt with you? But none of them matter because you're waiting for her to like you back. Like, are you kidding me? Why would you say that? What the fuck is wrong with you?
She looks up. She sees your fucking status and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is how you know, like, every day for school, like, I would actually, like, dress up and do my makeup and, like, I would never go to school, like, not looking. Uh-huh. Not doing my makeup or my hair or getting dressed or whatever. I literally posted this meme, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It says, I don't dress up for school because, one, I have no one to impress. Two, it starts too early. Three, I'm lazy. And I commented, never, never, never.
You just gotta flex on everybody.
You lazy ass bitches. Get up earlier.
Lazy asses. You gotta look better.
Wake up at 5 a.m. like me. Be miserable.
This one says, I don't understand. Skinny equals anorexic. Thick equals obese. Virgin is too good. Non-virgin, slut. Friendly, fake, quiet, rude. You can't please people. Shake my head.
Damn, you got a lot of likes on that one.
Yeah, bro.
That's a good...
I'm popping out here.
That's a good status, though.
You like that one?
I don't think it's really... I don't think it's cringy. I mean, it's kind of true.
It's kind of cringy. The only part... It's just like I'm... Just think about how old I am here, and I'm talking about like versions, like too... Like
okay,
slut.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're that's
too,
cringy. Yeah,
it's cringy because you're too young to even know really any of that. But you just... So then... So
but
you
I have so
post
many
it.
Emotions.
Yeah, you have so many... You're just going through it.
I'm just going through it right now, bro. But, yeah, I mean, I think the part that I was like, yeah, because I'm really, really quiet and people associate me with being rude when I'm quiet and it says that on here.
Mm.
So, but I did get a lot of likes on that, bro. I'm out here.
You did. November 4th, 2015. God is great. Hallelujah, I posted.
Hallelujah.
God is great. Yes. OMG, yes.
Stop.
Like, God really fucking cares so that I'm making a status to Facebook.
Who is this, by the way?
Still wondering why bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, okay.
Someone said maybe they're not as good as you think they are. Mm. Maybe they're just not good people, so they get bad shit happen to them.
Yeah, that's true. I have this one. This one shows like what Facebook is. Obviously, I'm going to blur this person's name, but Man Crush Monday. Do you get Woman Crush Wednesdays?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember those. I posted this post. It says, I wish I was just high right now and all of this wasn't actually happening.
And you what? You posted that?
Yeah, I posted that status.
Oh, it's a status.
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
But I never even got high then. I didn't even know what the fuck that was.
Really, what year is that?
2015.
Really? I thought you were...
2015, I was 17 or 16.
Yeah, you were smoking then.
No, I wasn't.
With like.
No, I never smoked with them. Why do you think that I smoked with them? Wait, bro. Are you going to cut out their names?
Yeah, I'll cut it out. I'll cut this whole conversation.
Cut out their names.
Want.
No, it's fine.
Oh.
Just cut out their names.
I swear you were like smoking in the bathroom with them and you like had a whole video.
I told you
bro,
that
I think you
they
do,
did
you
that, but
remember.
I never did it with them. But they told me that they've done that. That's what I told
them. But you were recording?
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't even there.
So when was the first time you smoked?
When I was, I think, 19.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's when I started drinking, too. That was, like, the first time I ever had alcohol in my life.
Dang, I guess it just pays off to have,
not promoting underage drinking, all right?
Older friends. If you have, like, older friends, you just, like, do things that older people do.
Yeah, but... I didn't know what any of that was. I used to think that the smell of weed was like disgusting and shit.
I mean, it's not great. Oh, but now it's great?
Now it's great.
There's just three statuses here. One is mine and two others. I'm like, okay, what's happening right now?
Okay.
So this one says, why aren't you answering Answer Bay?
You posted that.
So,
that's
so
your
like,
status.
This is like a thing, like you said, like too personal. Kind of thing that's just like
yeah,
why would
like,
you need to post
why
that?
Are you posting that when you can just hit up the person that you want to talk to and ask them yourself?
Well, I did probably, and then I was like, why aren't you answering
Answer Bay? Ew. When do you ever say the word bay?
I don't think I ever have. Besides here, I guess.
Besides on
Facebook.
Facebook.
2015. So, all right. And then this one says our food fight, though. We had a food fight, I guess.
What? Was this in high school?
This or was this? In.
Do you still remember that food fight?
Yeah, I remember that food fight. I was the one who started it. So I was the one who started it because.
Was it the last day of school?
It was the second to last day of school. Oh. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And so we're just sitting there.
You think it's just funny to be disrespectful and have the janitors clean up all your mess, huh? Yeah, it's hilarious.
When I was younger, I thought it was hilarious.
You think money grows on trees and you don't got to work hard?
For the food on the table? So basically, like, yeah, I like was sitting at a table and then we had already like talked about it, you know, mm-hmm. my friends, but nobody was doing anything.
So oh, I was like, and you decided
like,
to
I was like, be come on, like we got to start. Bitch. So I sat down, I was pretending to eat something, and then all of a sudden I grab my applesauce and I chuck it across the table onto the next table over. So this is people that I don't know. Like, so all of our friends sit in the same table because like, you can sit with like fucking, I don't know, 20 people.
Yeah, it's a long table. Long tables.
So I throw it across the table to people that I don't know. Like, they're not our friends. And so oh, I throw applesauce and it hits the table right in the middle. And I think it, like, gets on some guy. Like, it didn't hit somebody, like, in the face. But it, like, gets on some guy. And he's like, what the hell, bro? And then my other friends, they're like, okay, now we're in. Like, we're in it now.
So then, the game has begun.
So then, like, so now I threw it. Then they grab stuff and they throw it to the other table. And then the other table starts throwing shit. I think someone, like, threw a carton of milk. Someone threw, like, some toast. And oh then, I don't know, like, fruit was flying. Fruit was flying, and then it wasn't that long. I think it lasted like 20 seconds, but it was pretty fun, and I got milk all over me and my face, my hair. However, I had brought a change of clothes in my backpack that day.
Oh, you were prepared.
I was prepared, and so...
So it was premeditated.
When all the janitors ran in and all the principals and the vice principals came in, yelled at us pretty harshly to stop what we were doing, I snuck out of there as quickly as I could, went to the bathroom, and changed my clothes.
And you're like, I wasn't even there.
And I didn't get in trouble. I didn't get in trouble, and everyone else that my friends, they got in trouble and got suspended from the last day of school.
Bro, you're evil.
Yeah, they got suspended from the last day of school, and I was like, chilling, and they were just like, "Oh, you weren't even there." I didn't even get in trouble at all, and I was the one who started it. But I ended up not going to the last day of school because none of my friends were there, so I ended up just skipping that day and hanging out with them.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know who really like decides. Like, as you get older, it's kind of less important to go the last day of school, to be honest.
It is.
Like, it's really not. No one unless gives a you, because you're going to see your friends anyways, unless, like, one of your friends is fucking moving or you're going to different schools or some shit, you know?
It's just like, so the nerds that come back on the last day of school.
Or if you have, like, a teacher that you just really like or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like the younger, the cringier it is. Oh my god. Yes, this is what I wanted. Videos. Stop. This wasn't there was a bee in here.
Yo, that's my voice, bro.
Way to go.
I look so tan.
Cuz bro, when was this? This was when. Wait, I didn't see that video.
That was it, bro. That's it.
Are you gonna put it up here?
I don't know. Should I?
Well, what is it? What's going on in the video? Am I just messing with you?
Oh, this one?
No, the other one.
Look at this.
This one when we were in Martha's limo. Oh, I posted this, huh?
Yeah.
Aww, it's so cute. This day was so fun. I miss it. Anyways, we're getting copyrighted for that.
Should I post this one?
What was I doing to you?
There was a fly, and you were like throwing it at me.
Oh. Someone posted this, and they tagged me. They said, Melissa has the looks, but not the brains. She's something else.
Whoa. And was it your friend or something?
Yeah, it was my friend, but... We weren't that close.
Oh, there's the N-word again.
back then, like, looking at old photos that I posted that, like, would get a lot of likes, I'd be like, oh my god, this photo's so fucking fire. And now looking at it, I'm like, bro, what is this?
Yeah, it was
like,
a different
you can't
time.
See shit. The lighting sucks. I don't know. It's just so weird. Different times. I posted this post, bro. And it just says, and like, add me on Snapchat. And
dang, look at all the different things that like Snapchat used to look like.
I know, that's, it's so wild. Simplified. Like, there's not many options.
Yeah.
To like edit the fucking photo. But I posted this, and then like this girl that was a church leader, and she like went to church with us, she commented on it, and she was like SMH. But I don't know if she's, oh yeah. Screenshot. She put that with like a sad face. Like disappointed in me, basically, because this is the photo. Like, what's wrong with this photo? I'm wearing a tank top.
You got your shoulders out, bro.
My shoulders out.
Got the lips out.
And my lips are in it. It's too seductive, bro. It's just too much.
It's too leading. Don't you see how that has leading men to want to rape you?
Stop. To want to sexually harass you. To harass that shoulder, girl.
I have this one. Oh, hold on. Dude, I just... that this is a relationship now, but I'm just gonna ignore that one. I used to like post these little statuses, and I used to get a lot of likes. This one says, I wonder how policemen on bikes arrest people. All right, get in the basket. Cracking the fuck up. Bunch of emojis and hand
signs.
That's
kind of funny. Yeah, what the fuck? We were popping on Facebook.
Yeah, bro, look at those likes. Sheesh. And oh, I have this one too. I don't know what, I'm pretty sure I did not come up with this one though. This one says, if you love a flower, don't pick it, because if you pick it up, it dies and ceases to be what you love. So if you love a flower, leave it be. Love is not about possession. Love is about appreciation. Osho. I don't know what that is.
Osho. Why do I remember people like saying that? I don't know what the fuck that was about. Oh my god, I'm all the way back here now with this dude, with this ex.
Well, I'm ahead of you.
Oh yeah, you are.
I'm in 2014, baby.
I posted this. I said, LMAO, so sorry for the girls that talk to my brother. You know why I fucking said that.
Wait, hold on. What does that even mean?
Because you're a fucking fuckboy, bro.
I was so young, though. I was really so young.
So then said, no comment. He loyal.
Yeah, he's loyal.
Why was I exposing you like that?
Gosh.
Honestly, it's because you honestly didn't give a fuck. Like, you knew that you were a fucking player and, like, you didn't care.
I know, but I was so young. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't know, bro. That's boys are a different species.
I guess I wasn't that young. That was 2015?
Yeah. Like, oh my god, yes! Oh my god, yes! I love this video. This is a video of you getting a shot and you were scared.
Now hold on a second. We can't just expose this.
No, we have to show this one, bro. This is literally my favorite video of all time. Oh my god, I'm so happy that I still have this. Look.
What the fuck is this?
Video quality though.
On your freaking, what is this?
Flip phone.
LG.
Why are you making that noise?
Oh my gosh. That's it?
Oh, that's hilarious. Your fucking facial expressions.
I look like the Grinch.
I wish I had more videos, but I think I went through. Yeah, so this photo, guys, this is the people we were talking about when I talked about how I almost got hit by a train with one of my friends when we were, you know, a lot younger and lived in Utah. This is the friends that we were talking about. And that's my brother and her brother also.
So basically on the far right, that's who we called Travis. And then this is me, the one with like the black shirt and like the white sleeves. Yeah, the red hat. And then it's you, right?
It's Mackenzie. What did I say her name was?
Yeah, I don't know, Mackenzie. Madeline, you just called her Madeline. But this is Madeline next to me. And then on the far left is Melissa.
With the pink sweater.
And then this is a dead dog.
What the fuck is that?
It's a dead dog.
Is it actually a dog? Whose dog is that? Was that their dog? I don't remember that.
No, bro. It's just the thing underneath the bark that's coming out. Remember in Playgrounds? You that old?
Let me see. Why does it look like that? Damn, they need to fix that.
Man, that picture brings me back, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
I have so many like just old photos of you when you were little.
Oh, I seen that.
Remember when people did To Be Honest videos? And they would like send you a video like, To Be Honest, so-and-so. Oh, yeah.
I never did that. I only did voice message TBHs.
I have some weird To Be Honest here.
Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Who's that?
This girl.
Wait, is this before you guys were friends?
No. We were friends, but this was her other friend.
You said we don't really talk.
She wasn't talking to me. I'm in this, but they're doing other To Be Honest too.
Shelby.
Wait.
Oh, this was when I already moved, I think.
Oh, so this is when we move back? So this is like when we move back.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dang, bro, that's so sad.
Oh my God, look at all our photos right here. Ew.
Wait, I have to see this.
Oh, stop.
We have to screenshot these.
No, we can't show her face.
We won't show her face.
No, I don't want to show mine either.
No, we have to.
No, please, no.
Guys, this is wild.
This is not an exposing child photos video.
This is hella funny, actually. God. How old are you here? I'm at the end now.
When was it? It was like, when did I post this? 2012.
Whoa, that's old.
Oh God, that's so fucking old, bro.
Wow, that's wild. That's like,
that's
10 years ago.
Yeah, so I was,
whoa bro,
that was
10
like
years ago.
13 or 12.
You're freaking old. You've lived 10 years.
That's wild. I've lived 10 years. I've lived 20 years. Okay. I'm even older than you.
Woo,
think
that's wild. You live 2 centuries on this planet.
I don't know why people tag me in random ass videos.
All right. This was a live that.
You were there?
Yeah,
I'm here. You recorded the live?
No. My friend recorded this live, but she was talking shit about some person and like. We're literally like recording a live and she's talking shit about somebody.
She's talking about a girl.
Dang, this is long. What the fuck were we doing?
You guys were literally in class on a live.
Well,
all right, guys.
Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that episode.
So, that's our little trip down Facebook lane.
Facebook cancel us lane. There's a lot of words in there that I didn't really want to talk about.
If
you didn't,
yeah, no, it was just honestly just really cringy stuff.
Yeah,
like, but I'm sure everyone feels that way when they look at their old ass posts.
Yeah,
it's just like, why the fuck did I post that?
I think that, oh, if you're listening on audio version, if you guys want to come back to the video version and take a look at, you know, us back then, we obviously gonna share some photos.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you want to take a look at it visually rather than just listening, you guys can do that as well.
Yeah.
But
that's basically it for this week's episode, guys.
Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed that one. And stay tuned for the next episodes coming because we got some bangers coming. All right, y'all. See you soon.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.